This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, September 18th. Well, cattle stays strong while trading both sides of unchanged on Monday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
We were wondering if the market was going to hold up after that big rally on Friday, but it's another new record high that we were able to breach just enough to let us know that it's here to stay. The futures really reached that new six-month high with strong demand that's continuing, a lot of short covering, some technical buying, and that's keeping the market moving. Very strong movement after weeks and weeks of the market really just hovering in a particular channel. So this breakout was really significant, and it also helped the feeders as well. The feeders were steady today, but they did trade on both sides of the markets. The momentum is adding some support to the futures, and so that's giving it somewhat of a lift.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 5 1/4 at 507 3/4. December corn was down 3 3/4 at 347 1/2. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up 10, ranging from 590 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 3.5, ranging from 612 3/4 to 622 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were up 3, ranging from 660 1/4 to 665 1/4. Live cattle for October were down 37.5 cents at 113.17 1/2. September feeder cattle were down 10 cents at 157.10. And September Class 3 milk was up a penny at 1612.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.